wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see.
This is the Grace and Truth program. And now we continue these messages of the Holy Spirit of God to you through his bondservant, David Brinkman, and the song evangelist, Stan Carey. Now we will do some testing. So my next subject is Jesus Christ really the truth? One day there stood on earth a real man, and he boldly asserted, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he further declared his solitary glory in these words, No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Without controversy, that man is either all he claimed to be, or else he is the most deceiving liar of a false prophet that ever sought the confidence of men. He is the truth that sets us free from all the speculations and imaginations advanced by men. Concerning good and evil, concerning God and the hereafter, and all that pertains to man's present blessings and his future happiness? Or is he just a setter forth of religious theories for us to debate? His challenge confronts every man, you and me, and forces itself on our investigation, for we must each one decide to believe him or to reject him, to discredit him or to trust him. At this point, some would dismiss this personal challenge, saying that Jesus talked big and he wasn't so great after all, for men took him and crucified him on a criminal's cross, so why should I study about just another dead Jew? Truly, he is not worthy of our consideration if he is just another dead Jew. But was his death a defeat? Or was it a victory in which he died for our sins as man's only hope and savior? And in that death he overpowered our two greatest enemies, death and the devil. And coming forth from the grave in resurrection triumph, he stood and declared, All power is given unto me in heaven and earth. So certainly such a person with such claims and with such a history is worthy of our most exacting investigation. If he is indeed the truth, then all he said must be the truth. And to believe in him, I must believe all that he said because he said it. I find that he spoke with no maybe so. But his assertions were so firm, they insisted on our complete subjection, or they produced our fighting resentment. And he needed not to quote some great man of the past as his authority. He stood on his own feet, as we say, and with authority, as God himself, he cried, Verily, verily, I say unto you. And he refuted our settled ideas by saying, I tell you nay. That is to say, you're all wrong. I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. By now someone intrudes, saying, Preacher, I've read the New Testament about this Jesus Christ, and I'm a believer. He must be the truth. I chuckled as his words of wisdom silenced his enemies, and I was charmed by the majesty of his sermon on that mount. I believe him to be true. That sounds good, so far as it goes, but that is not the faith that saves a soul. For when it is tested, it proves to be only faith about him, while he insisted on our faith being in him. So counting you to be a sincere soul, let me test you a bit. If a person told you to your face all you had done and all you had said, even all your thoughts and desires with your lusts and secret plans, you'd either be so amazed at his accuracy, you would exclaim, Whence knowest thou me? Or else you would be fighting mad and deny his words. Is that right or wrong? Now this Jesus Christ declares your heart to be full of all kinds of loathsome sins, evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. These are in your deceitful and desperately wicked heart, and they have defiled your life. Is he the truth or the lie? To confess that he is the truth, you should beat your breast and cry, "Behold, I am vile. I abhor myself as another wicked sinner, and I repent in dust and ashes." And when he unveiled the future with the wrath of a sin-hating God by his words, "All that do iniquity shall be cast into a furnace of fire," and he described their conscious existence in those everlasting burnings as they cry, "I'm tormented in this flame," did you react thus, "I know I have done iniquity, as I have gone my own way, and I deserve the wrath of God in hell fire, as thou, Lord Jesus, did say, and I believe thee, I call upon thee to save me"? At this point, my audience breaks up. Some won't believe there is such a place, while others squirm in guilt and sulk away saying, "I'm not perfect, but no one can tell me I'm that bad." Both these, by their reactions, declare that Jesus Christ is a liar. Oh, my neighbor, will you not bow and confess, "I'm a wicked sinner, and if God gave me justice, he would cast me into that furnace of fire he prepared for the devil, and I deserve it too. I need God's mercy, but where can I find his mercy?" This is the man who really believes and confesses that Jesus Christ is the truth. I hope you are that person. If so, the Lord Jesus speaks, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." These words of mercy ring in your ears. Cometh unto the Father. Then I can know God is my Father and be made one of his sons. It seems too wonderful to even imagine. But Jesus is the truth, and he said it, and I believe him. And he said, "Cometh unto the Father by me." That means for me to entrust myself to him to save me and bring me out of my sins and off that road to hellfire, and to bring me to God as my Father, and one day to be in heaven with him. Right here and now, I will believe in him as my Lord and my Savior. With this sincere confession, you will experience that peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And from this hour, it will be to hear his voice and follow him as he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone pluck them out of my hand." Neighbor, 67 years ago, I experienced this. So, as I so confess myself, but instead of my wailing the torments of hellfire today, as I deserved, I am telling men far and near of my wonderful Lord and Savior, who is indeed the truth. And what he has done for me, he's ready to do for each one who will so trust him. All time and eternity shall reveal that Jesus never fails to keep his own word, for he is really the truth.